But I thought somebody in the movies would notice my daughter's picture in that talent directory. That man told me they... Hello? Hello?
Hello, sucker.
Station WMAQ is presenting Hello, Sucker, in cooperation with the Chicago Better Business Bureau, to help you recognize some of the schemes and rackets now making the rounds in Chicago. Business people are honest and fair with the public almost 100%. But there's a small minority which preys on the unsuspecting public through petty schemes and rackets. Although these rackets are continually exposed and their perpetrators prosecuted, many continue year after year, with new ones being concocted and old ones revived with a new slant. Guard against the racket. Don't let the expression, "Hello, sucker," refer to you. Protect yourself. Listen now to Chapter 10, Picture in a Book, on Hello, Sucker.
Nearly everybody thinks of the movies as a glamorous business. And it isn't any wonder when you consider stories like the one about how a movie talent scout discovered Lana Turner perching on that drugstore stool, sipping a soda. But you see, this makes it easy for... Well, let me take this the way it happened. My name's Lyle Brooks. I'm a patent attorney. And my client's business very often keeps me in Washington more than I'd like. As a matter of fact, that's where I was when this all began. As I've since been able to piece it together, my wife, Dorothy, was waiting for our daughter to come home from school one day.
Hello? No, she's not here right now. This is Arlene's mother, Mrs. Brooks. Oh, yes, Jerry. She'll be home pretty soon. I think she had a meeting of some kind after school. Yes, Jerry. I'll tell her you called. It's about the class party, you say. All right, Jerry.
Mother?
Jerry, I think she's here now. Jerry? Jerry? Oh, she's already hung up. In here, Arlene, in the den. Jerry Ballin was just calling for you.
Did he say what for?
I think he wants you to go to the junior class party with him, dear.
You didn't tell him I'd call him back, did you, Mother?
No, dear, just that I'd tell you he called. Why?
Because I don't want to go with him, that's why.
Don't you like Jerry, Arlene?
Oh, sure. Sure, Jerry's all right. But he isn't a very good dancer. I'd rather go with Paul.
Well, maybe Paul will ask you if you just wait a day or two.
But how can I keep from talking to Jerry when he calls back?
No, of course. It mustn't hurt Jerry's feelings.
Unless... Mother, would you do me a favor?
What's that, dear?
Answer the phone for me. You know, kind of let me know if it's Paul.
Screen your calls for you. Well, I suppose if I make excuses for you, it's less rude than if you were doing it.
That's it, Mother. Will you?
Maybe you'd better disappear for the next day or two.
But then if Paul called me... Mother, could we go shopping maybe in the city?
And stay out of school? But on Saturday now, there is something we might go in for.
Mm-hmm.
Something maybe you and I ought to find out about. No. Where did I put that postcard? Of course, it might not amount to anything, but we might just as well
Mother,
find...
Mother, what are you talking about?
Something that came in the mail this morning. I had it right here at the desk.
What came in the mail? Mother.
A postcard from a... Oh, it sounded like a talent union, a National Movie Society or something.
A Movie Talent Society?
Oh, here it is.
Let's see it, Mother. National Movie Society, opening membership ranks to selected young people from 10 major commercial cities outside Hollywood. Arlene has been awarded an interview. Me? What's this all about, Mother?
Well, go on, read the rest of it.
Membership? No, I read that. Representative from our Hollywood office is now in Chicago to interview and screen young people of exceptional personality and ability. For an appointment, call Franklin 5-9... Oh, Mother, what do you suppose?
Does that sound interesting, dear?
Interesting? Oh, it sounds dreamy.
Well, should we call that number and find out more about it?
Oh, yes, let's.
Well, hand me the card, dear. I'll call them right now.
Here it is. Oh, golly, I can't believe it. Yeah. Wait till the gang hears about this. I'll just die.
National Movie Society.
This is Mrs. Brooks. Mrs. Lyle Brooks of 4132 Fordham Road, Highland Park. I'm calling you about my daughter, Arlene. I have a postcard from you.
Oh, yes. One of our notices. What age group is your daughter in, Mrs.?
Brooks. She's 17. 17 in October.
23.
17. Then I'd suggest you bring her in for an interview just as soon as you possibly can, Mrs. Brooks. Mr. Wheeler is interviewing 17-year-olds tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I thought maybe Saturday.
Why not tomorrow,
Mother? We can accept only a limited number of applications in the 17-year group, Mrs. Brooks. I'd recommend that you come to the society office just as early in the day as possible.
Well, I'd have to keep her out of school, but I guess she wouldn't mind.
Mind?
That's a very competitive age group, Mrs. Brooks, and it's a good thing you called now. You see, the total society membership is limited to 2,000 nationally for all children in all age groups. So you can see that only a small number of the total will be selected from your daughter's age group.
Yes. Yes, I can see that.
You're planning to accompany your daughter, I hope, Mrs. Brooks. Since she is a minor, it will be necessary for her parent or guardian to sign her application for membership. Her interview will cover script reading, conversation, voice, direction taking, and if you have any recent photographs, you should bring them with you.
Pictures? She had one made last spring. Would that make any difference?
You should have one that shows your daughter as she appears today. However, it isn't absolutely necessary for the interview. Perhaps you could decide what to do after Mr. Weeder interviews your daughter, if he thinks her abilities make her eligible for membership.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, then. I'll bring Arlene in for her interview tomorrow.
How early could you be here, Mrs. Brooks? I'd suggest you make it as early as you conveniently can. 9 o'clock?
Well, you see, we live rather far out.
Then how about 11?
11? Well,
Mother, we can make it easily by then.
My daughter says 11 will be fine.
I'm making out your appointment slip for Mr. Wheeler now, Mrs. Brooks. 11.
With Mr. Wheeler, you say?
He'll be expecting you. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Brooks.
Yes?
Just in case your daughter does prove eligible for membership in the society, you may want to be prepared to pay her annual dues.
Oh, thank you for warning me. What are they?
$35. Do you understand I'm only telling you that in case your daughter is able to pass the eligibility test? I'm sure you wouldn't want to have her miss out just because you didn't happen to have the amount of the dues with you.
Oh, certainly. Thank you very much. Arlene and I will certainly be there. Goodbye.
Oh, Mother, isn't it exciting? What was that name to me, Mother?
Wheeler, dear. Mr. Wheeler. Now you'll have to look your very prettiest in the morning. Go to bed early tonight.
I wonder what it would be like to be in the movie.
Oh, it isn't as simple as all that, dear. It seems that 17 is a very competitive age.
Mm.
And this society only takes 2,000 members.
Mother, don't you have any faith in me?
You'll have to pass some tests, you know. Taking direction, script reading.
I wonder what that Mr. Wheeler is like.
Yes, Arlene. Now, pivot and walk back toward me. Very nice, my dear. Very, very nice. That'll be enough for the walking. And now, oh, yes, I want to pose you, just as though I were a photographer and you were a model.
Of where?
Right here in this chair. Now, if you just sit here.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now, bend your head slightly forward and look sidewise at the camera over there.
Like this?
That's very good, very good. Now, see if you can look a little roguish, just a little bit flirtatious, you know. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, very good.
Do I need lipstick?
you hear that, Miss Brooks? She's right on the ball.
What's that?
She's wondering if her lipstick's all right. This isn't really going to be a picture, my dear.
Mr. Wheeler wants to see how well you can pose.
Oh.
Now, Arlene, just keep looking at the camera that way while I go over here and see how you registered on the ground glass. You'll turn your head toward me just a little bit more.
Like this?
Not quite so much. That's it. Now, with a smile. Very good, very good. Oh, Mrs. Brooks, would you like to come over here for a moment? I want you to see this yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Just look at the glass there, Mrs. Brooks. How's that for a pretty picture?
Well, I don't like to overdo the proud mama.
Not at all. She's real camera material, that girl is, Miss Brooks. Lots of money to be made in modeling. And Hollywood, by a young beauty like Arlene.
You really think so?
Oh, no doubt of it. Why, from modeling alone, she'll be able to pull down $200 or $300 a week.
I'm getting tired of this pose, Mr. Wheeler.
Oh, sorry, my dear. That will do.
May I move now?
You certainly may. That's all the tests now.
Did I pass the test, Mr.
Wheeler?
Oh, Arlene, dear. That's quite all right, Mrs. Brooks. You see, one of the things you make quite a point of finding out about is whether your child is timid or inhibited. Now, if she were, we'd eliminate her right away. Never get any place in the glamour business being shy, you know? Yes, Arlene, you passed all your tests. And to spare.
Isn't that wonderful, Mother? When can I go to work, Mr. Wheeler?
Well, now, don't be discouraged. It may take a little time to get started. Now, first, we'll have to put your picture in the Movie Society directory and see that it gets into the hands of the right people. Now, Arlene certainly ought to be in this year's Movie Society directory, Miss Brooks. It goes to all the key people, you see. Casting directors in the movies, television networks, theatrical agencies.
Well, then the society is a kind of an agent.
No, not exactly that, but we do have contacts with the agents, of course. We maintain a message service for calls from them and from all prospective employers. Now, that's quite an advantage to a youngster just starting out, you know.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, people like that make inquiries. We pass all such words along to Arlene with the utmost speed. Now, speed's very, very important in this business.
Oh, I can see it would be. Mm. Tell me, Mr. Wheeler, now, about Arlene's training.
Well, now, I mustn't mislead you about that, Miss Brooks. The society doesn't undertake to train its members. We could hardly undertake to do that, you know, with 2,000 young folks now, could we?
Well,
we regard the society, rather, you see, as a clearinghouse, a sort of pool of talent and personality for the entire industry to draw on. And I would like to say, now, I consider Arlene a very promising find. Exceptional. Even among the exceptional children we see all the time.
Don't I have to sign a membership application or something first, Mr. Wheeler?
Well, not you, my dear. You aren't 21 yet, you know. That makes you a minor. But your mother, now, I'd be glad to help you fill out an application for Arlene, Mrs. Brooks.
I'd like to look at one, at least.
Then if you just come with me, my desk is in here in this other room. You too, Arlene. We'll get this formality out of the way in no time.
And you want my pictures, too, don't you, Mr. Wheeler?
By all means, my dear. And Mrs. Brooks, I hope you have a photograph that does full justice to your daughter, just the way she looks now.
We'd better get a new one made, I guess, aren't we?
Hmm. Now, this is the application blank, Miss Brooks. You see there in the first line.
Mother, do you think if we call that nice Ken Fillmore right now, he'd give me a sitting today?
Tomorrow would do, my dear. If you bring the photo in sometime the next few days, there'll be plenty of time. Plenty of time.
I was still in Washington, deep in the patent business of my client. It seems that next day, my wife and daughter went to that nice young Ken Fillmore studio, where Arlene explained to Ken that she wanted a picture, well, heavy on the glamour side. Well, when young Fillmore found out what the picture was intended for, he didn't want to make it. This, my wife, Dorothy, didn't like, not at all.
Am I to understand, Ken Fillmore, that you object to making Arlene look glamorous and pretty?
Oh, gee, Mrs. Brooks, well, that's not it at all. The easiest thing in the world to make a pretty portrait of a subject like Arlene. That isn't it at all.
What is it, then?
I just hate to see you wasting good money on a worthless...
Is it worthless to try to get some attention for Arlene from movie directors and people in television, modeling?
Oh, no, Mrs. Brooks. Arlene would make a pretty good model. But how do you know this society is what they say it is? How do you know who's going to see this talent director?
Every movie director and talent agency in the business gets a copy of it.
I hate to see people throwing their money away, Mrs. Brooks.
I'll be the judge of how I throw my money away, Ken Fillmore. If I bring some portrait business to you, I should think you'd be glad to take my money for it. You'll earn it fairly, won't you?
Well, Mrs. Brooks, that's the way you feel about
it. That's the way I feel about it. Now, Ken, you just go on in there and set up your camera. Come on, Arlene. We're going into the dressing room and get you ready to sit for this portrait-shy photographer.
It wasn't until several days after this that, having wrapped up my client's business with the government, I came back home from Washington. And it wasn't until that evening... Well, after dinner, Dorothy and I were having some coffee in the den when I noticed in the frame on my desk... Dorothy, a new picture of Arlene?
Like it?
I don't know. It's so... So...
Grown up?
I don't know if that's exactly the word. If Arlene wasn't our own little girl, I might. Just look at it, of course, but your own daughter.
A father never seems to realize his own daughter does eventually grow into a woman.
I know, but this. How did you ever happen to have a picture like this printed?
It's a copy of one we had taken for a Movie Society talent directory.
Movie talent directory?
Uh-huh. Some of these days you may be seeing this little girl of ours in the movies. Or on television.
The movies?
Is there any reason why not?
Well, why should she be hankering after the movies?
I don't know. Suppose she wants a career.
But don't we make her happy? Hasn't she got everything a 17-year-old girl could want?
Well, dear, if she does want a career, now's the time to get her started on it. While she's young, before she falls madly in love with some young colt and can't think about anything but getting married. It'll be too late then.
Dorothy.
I'll tell you this, Lylebrook. I'm going to do everything I can to further her opportunities. There's no reason I know of why her world should have to be limited to four walls and luncheons and bridge clubs and marketing and...
Dorothy, I had no idea you felt this way. 20 years and I had no idea.
You do see what I mean, then?
Yes, I suppose I see. But, darling, what brought on a decision like this?
Oh, Arlene got a notice from a Society for Outstanding Young People. The National Movie Society, it's called. So we phoned their office one day and went down there, and she passed the eligibility test, and they accepted her as a member, and that's that.
This National Movie Society, what is it? I never heard of it.
No, darling, you probably wouldn't have. You've got your nose so buried in patent law.
Well, that may be, but I'd like to know something about the organizations my only child is signing up for. What do you know about this one?
Well, they publish this directory every year of young people with good looks and personality, and it goes to all the key people in the movie industry and theatrical agencies and commercial photographers and the television network.
Well, the theory is that Arlene gets discovered by some of these key people. Is that it?
Well, why not? She's very outstanding, you know.
What's got into you, Dorothy?
Nothing. Nothing. But Arlene is going to have her chance.
All right. I'm willing for Arlene to have a movie career if that's what she wants. And she can join all the professional societies and unions that she needs to join. But this, I don't know. How much did it cost?
The dues for a year were $35. And we had that picture made. That was 10.
What does Arlene get out of it, besides her picture in a book? We get a copy?
Well, when it's published. Oh, yes, that's $7.
$52 altogether. And what about the benefit to Arlene?
Well, they take messages about jobs for Arlene.
And they act as an agent?
No, not exactly.
She got any dramatic coaching, any training, what?
Mr. Wheeler says the society is a kind of a talent pool.
Well, darling, I may have my nose buried in patent cases, and I may not have paid much attention to any other kind of law for a long time. And this may be perfectly legal. But I'm telling you, there's something about this that doesn't smell quite right to me. And I promise you, I'm going to dig into it until I find out what that something is. I started with Ken Fillmore, the young photographer who had taken Arlene's picture.
Please don't hold this against me, Mr. Brooks. Well, I even went so far as to tell Mrs. Brooks I didn't want to make that picture. But she wouldn't listen.
You tried to refuse?
I sure did. I think money spent on a deal like membership dues and that society is just money thrown away. You don't get any return from it.
Do you know that, Ken?
I reason like this, Mr. Brooks. The movies have a big talent scouting organization. They got channels of their own. They spend a lot of money on them, too, just to find new talent. And if you got talent, they'll invest their money in you while they're training you.
Go on.
And look, this is no reflection on Arlene, Mr. Brooks, but an awful lot of people in town have been after me to take pictures for that mug book. You don't have to be exceptional for that outfit to take you $35.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Well, there's a couple that work for one of our neighbors. Now, they got a little kid that's the most unphotogenic, unappealing. He's a real repulsive little brat. And that society's got his mother and dad thinking they're about to be summoned to Hollywood any minute.
So, I see what you mean.
Yeah, the worst of it is they had to borrow enough money to get his picture in that book. A lot of good it'll ever do for them.
After that, I simply forgot about my law practice for a few days while I became my own private investigator.
Better Business Bureau.
I want to talk to someone who can tell me about the National Movie Society, please.
Just a moment.
May I help you?
This is Lyle Brooks. I'm a patent attorney. My daughter recently was invited to join an organization that calls itself the National Movie Society. Do you know anything about it?
Bureaus all across the United States. And we have a couple of their directories in our files, if you care to see one.
I'll be over later to look at it, if I may. Can you tell me whether this organization has any really reputable standing in the movie industry?
Mr. Mr. Brooks, I think the best source of information on that angle of it would be the representatives of the movie companies themselves. There are several of them here in town, you know.
Come in, sit down, Mr. Brooks.
Thank you. Your receptionist tells me you're the Chicago manager
of... Or one of the leading companies in the movie industry, Mr. Brooks.
Well, that's why I'm here. Maybe you can tell me something about the function of the National Movie Society.
National Movie Society. Function, did you say?
Maybe standing is a better word.
Are they operating here now?
They publish a book they call a talent directory. Pictures of youngsters up to 21.
Oh, sure, sure. Did you ever see a copy, Mr. Brooks?
I had a good look at one yesterday, and what I want to know is, how useful is it to people in the industry?
You're kidding.
The people who do the casting for your pictures, men like that.
No, you're not kidding either. Okay, so I'll tell you about it, Mr. Brooks. First of all, that National Movie Society isn't what you'd call...
My investigating went on like that for several days. I even called on Mr. Gladstone Wheeler of the National Movie Society at his rather plushy suite of offices down in the Loop. Oh, he was very affable. Explained to me all about the benefits of my daughter's membership in his organization. I listened. I didn't say anything to my wife and daughter about all my investigating until I was very sure of my facts. And even then... Well, you had to know sometime, both of you.
I don't believe it, Lyle.
You just don't want me to be in the movies, Daddy.
All right, we'll go through it again. In the first place, the National Movie Society isn't really a professional society at all, properly speaking.
I don't see why not. Mother paid my membership dues.
Mother paid what somebody told her were membership dues, Arlene. But a professional society means a kind of... trade association. People organized for their mutual benefit. A non-profit organization.
Well, that's what the National Movie Society is.
I'm afraid you're off the track there, honey. This so-called society you paid money to is incorporated for profit. Whose profit? For a few people who know that a lot of ambitious parents want their children to break into the movies. But what service is this outfit doing for
you? Well, I told you that a long time ago. They send the directory to all those important people.
Key people, I think you call them, Dorothy. All right, so maybe they do send it. But do these key people ever look at this book?
Surely. Well, maybe that's a chance we have to take.
I made it a point to find out about that from the Chicago managers of the movie companies. They all told me. You know what? They laughed at me for asking such a question seriously. Now, what do you think of that?
Maybe they just don't know, Daddy.
Hope dies hard, doesn't it, honey? I've got to show you, or you'll be blaming me the rest of my life.
But they told me they run a message service. They'll let Arlene know when photographers and... well, when people want her to work for them.
Did you read that list of so-called services printed on the back of that application blank?
I glanced over it, of course. It looked pretty good.
No, I don't doubt that. After you had been listening to that double-talk artist for half an hour, it probably did look pretty good. Well, let's go over that list. First, that telephone and mail and message service. What... possible good is it?
Why, Daddy, it's a way of getting jobs.
From whom?
All those business firms where the book's distributed.
Well, let's look at them. All advertising agencies, calendar publishers, modeling agencies, major magazines, TV stations, theatrical employment agencies.
Just like Mr. Wheeler said.
Look, chicken, did you and Mother take a look at a copy of that book?
Yes, Lyle, we did.
And under every picture in the book, it tells all about your height and the color of your hair and eyes and what you weigh.
And your name. But it does not mention your address.
It didn't, did it?
It doesn't even list the city you live in. Now, suppose by some long chance, a photographer in Chicago did just happen to like your picture and thought he could use you for a modeling job. How on earth do you expect him to know you live here? You might as well live in Zanzibar, for all he can tell from that book.
Oh, well, it's that individual file that counts anyway.
Hmm. And where is that?
Why, in the agent's library in Hollywood.
In what agent's library? Look on the back of the card.
The Library of the Society.
And nobody ever uses that library. As far as the movies are concerned, it's a private library of Mr. Gladstone Wheeler. No, Arlene, that individual file business is just something that looks good to you while he's got your eyes all glazed over from listening to his double talk.
Oh, Daddy, I want to get into the movies.
All right, Arlene. That's all right with me. But if that's what you want, from now on, that's what you're going to work toward.
Work?
Yes, work. Did it ever occur to you that acting is work?
Well, I thought they discovered you.
You've got to be ready to be discovered, chicken. You have to be in the places where they look for talent. Acting's a profession, just as much as law. You wouldn't be allowed to practice law until you went to school and learned something about it. I certainly wasn't. Why should you try to act until you've learned something about it? All right. Get busy and learn. Well, I don't know any less about patent law, but I do know more now about the movie industry and about its glamorous relatives, advertising and television and the rest. And I know more now about those glamorous overnight success stories you hear of in show business. The Cinderella stories in real life. Oh, don't we love to hear them. But each of those stories has a more sober background. Early chapters we don't always hear. The chapters about long periods of training, the persistent effort, the striving for a break. And I know now you've got to be ready for the break by preparing for it, when and if it should come. And I found out one more thing, and I think Arlene and Dorothy found it out too. You aren't preparing for a break when you buy space in a mug book. About the only thing that earns for you is the right to be called...
Hello, sucker.
Tonight's script was written by Christine Squires and was based on information secured in cooperation with the Chicago Better Business Bureau. All characters were fictitious, and any resemblance to any person living or dead is purely coincidental. Members of the cast were Jack Bevan, Maurice Copeland, Patricia Crane, Fern Persons, and Arthur Peterson. Hello, Sucker is produced by Judith Waller with direction by John Cowan. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Adele Scott and Jose Bethencourt. Sound by Tom Evans and engineering by Bob Becker. This is Don Gordon speaking. Next week, Hello Sucker reveals information about some charity and unordered merchandise racket. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.